Madison owned and operated. But Shawnee Radio App, they said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Hope you're doing well today. Today, I'm excited to talk about how to turn bad habits into power moves. This is one of the items that I'll be talking about at my upcoming masterclass. My masterclass is called How to Commit to Your Dreams and Get It Done. And in it, I'll be talking about a few bullet points, and these things will help you commit to your dreams and get your dreams done. Have you ever had a dream or an idea or something that you wanted to do in your life, and you just kind of keep pushing it off to the side, saying, one day I'll do this. One day I'll get my degree. One day I'll start my business. One day I'll lose 25 pounds. It could be anything. So in my upcoming class, which is on September 23rd, it's an in-person class held in New Orleans. I'll be talking about how to commit to these dreams and get it done. That's the important part, getting it done. And it takes commitment. So I'm going to kind of tease you with a few of the bullet points that we'll talk about in the class. And one of them is how to turn bad habits into power moves. So that's our topic for today, creating power moves. And all of this comes from utilizing these bad habits, or maybe it's an instance where you just don't have a habit at all, creating a habit and helping that be a power move to get you closer to your dreams. So we will talk about that. But first, the crystal of today comes from Aristotle, a quote from Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. So we're going to be talking about how to turn bad habits into power moves. So I thought this quote by Aristotle was very fitting as we discuss how to make bad habits and no habit at all into a power move. So let me say that crystal one more time, and we'll discuss it a bit more throughout the podcast. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. And that comes from Aristotle. And the one thing I want to say about that before we begin is that I always thought some people just come out excellent. You know, they're just born like that. They just have this it factor or this thing. But one of the secrets that I've learned and am learning is that really excellence comes from your habits, your daily choices, what you do. And that's how that excellence is developed. No one comes out excellent, perfect. We all come out as babies. So this stuff develops over time. So that means, guess what? You can develop it. I can develop it. Anyone can develop it. It's not limited to just certain people who have a certain je ne sais quoi or it factor. No, you can develop it. And so can I. We all can. So let's delve into how to turn bad habits into power moves. I'm going to start off by sharing a book that is really good and talks about this topic. The book is called The Power of Full Engagement, and it's by Jim Lohr and Tony Schwartz. So I'll say that again, The Power of Full Engagement. And in this book, they talk about creating rituals. And so rituals aren't exactly the hoodoo voodoo rituals that you might think of when you think about the word ritual, chanting and all of that. No, they're using rituals more to describe habits. Something we do on the daily basis. We don't miss it. We do it the same time every day. Like brushing your teeth. Hopefully you do that daily. And you probably brush your teeth at the same time or times every day if it's morning and night. So that's what they're talking about when they talk about rituals. Nothing spiritual or mystic. Just habits that we have and that we adopt and continually do every day. So that is part of the secret. Part of the secret in turning bad habits into power moves is actually creating these rituals or habits in our lives. Now, in the book, The Power of Full Engagement, they talk about doing this. The way that they suggest you start to create habits or rituals, I'm going to say a quote from the book. The quote is, "Building rituals requires defining very precise behaviors and performing them at very specific times. And these are motivated by deeply held values." So we've talked about motivation and doing things you love in this podcast on previous episodes. So you have to have something that you're motivated to do, that you want to change or add to your life. And you have a specific reason or a goal in mind, or it brings you joy. So you have to have your why before you start the new habit, the new ritual. So once you have your why, and it may be, I want to exercise for 20 minutes, so very specific times, at 7 a.m., five times a week. So your why can be, oh, I want to, you know, lead a healthier life so I can be here for my children and or grandchildren. You may want to just feel better because you're not feeling great in your body. So you have to have a specific and very tangible motivation that'll help push you to actually do this new habit or ritual. And then once you figure that out, what your why is and what you want to do, then you have to put some boundaries around it. So a specific time, a specific length of time, and then do it every day at that time so it becomes a ritual or a habit. So like I said, the exercise example, you have your reason that you want to be here for your family longer, add more years to your life. So you're going to exercise, and it may just be as simple as walking every weekday morning at 7 a.m. for 20 or 30 minutes. So that's something that you can get in the habit of doing. You can stick to it. It may be hard in the beginning, but you have defined boundaries and parameters that will help you. So when your alarm goes off at 6 a.m. and you're like, oh, I don't want to get up, I'm not trying to do this, you have that motivation inside to say, yes, but I do want to be here for my children and grandchildren and feel great in my body, so I'm going to do this. And then you get up. You don't even have to think about what you're doing or when you're doing it. You've already defined those boundaries. And you just put on your workout clothes and go do it. So that's what Jim Lohr and Tony Schwartz are talking about in The Power of Full Engagement when they discuss rituals and developing habits. Now, these habits will turn and help you turn into power moves, because let's just go back to the exercise example. If you do that consistently for 6 months, don't you think you're going to drop some weight? Don't you think you'll feel better? Don't you think you'll add some years to your life? So the result will be a power move for your life and for yourself. And you can apply that to any other goal or habit or ritual that you're trying to achieve. So in the book, they talk about that initiating a ritual is often difficult. But once you get it going, maintaining it is relatively easy. So just like I mentioned about the exercising habit, top athletes have rituals, and they know that at specific hours during each day, they will be on that field, and after which they'll be in the gym, and then they'll stretch. So it's the same routine day in and day out. And what do we get to witness? That manifestation of their rituals on the court or on the field. We see their hard work in action when we get to enjoy them engaging in the sport that they do. So we have to take the same approach toward any change that we want to introduce into our life. So also, think about what rituals would make you happier. What would you like to introduce into your life? There's so many things that you can introduce into your life, but also I would suggest just do one at a time as you start, because it'll take 20 people say 21 days to form a habit, but it'll probably take you 21 days up to a month at least to make that ritual turn into a habit that you'll do without even thinking. So one thing at a time. But as you think about what you want to do as a new habit, think about your goals in your life. So you may want to start a business. What are some steps you can take to start a business and what ritual will help get you there. So it could be spending an hour a day on your business, working on your business. And you set the alarm, I'm going to spend an hour a day at 8 a.m. on my business. And so you set your alarm and daily you sit down and do items, do things that will help you get your business going, whether it's filling out paperwork, making posts, creating a product, whatever it is, you're going to dedicate that time to your business. It could be meditating for 15 minutes every morning, something to help you be grounded, help you to focus, and help you to figure out what you want in your life if you are in that stage of reimagining success for yourself. You might want to just watch 2 movies a month and do that as family time with your kids, with your spouse, with your significant other. Maybe you're not spending time with them. That's another thing that you can create a ritual around. Going on a date with your spouse on Tuesdays. Or it could be pleasure reading for an hour every other day. So there's so many rituals that you can introduce. But once again, do not introduce more than one ritual. Maybe two. If it's not too taxing, you could probably do 2 at a time. But that's the absolute most I would suggest, doing 1 or 2 at a time. And make sure they become habits. So you need probably at least a good month before you introduce new ones. And just another quote that comes out of the book, Tony Schwartz says, incremental change is better than ambitious failure. Success feeds on itself. So that also reminds me of the quote, how do you eat an elephant? 1 bite at a time. You keep taking one small step, and before you know it, that elephant will be gone. So incremental change, small steps. So that's also why you wouldn't want to introduce more than 2 rituals at a time in your life to meet your goals. Just do 1 or 2 things at a time. Now, once you identify the rituals that you want to adopt, enter them in a planner or put them in your phone calendar with a timer so that it'll buzz and remind you to do it. And then you begin doing them. And you can start today. Today is just as good as any other day. Start today. Like I said earlier, new rituals may be difficult to initiate, but if you put them in your timer and kind of adjust your life so you make the time to do what you want to do, it won't be as hard as you think. And then within that 30 days, before you know it, it'll be a habit, as natural as brushing your teeth. And then once you get a habit, this is probably the good part for good habits, is that they're generally hard to get rid of. So once you have a habit, you're not going to just, forget about it. It's going to be on the top of your mind if you don't do it. And then you'll probably hurry up and go do it. So once you get a habit, it's hard to get rid of. So that's also why I say turn bad habits into power moves, because these habits will help you get to your goals, reach your dreams in life. And keep in mind, there are some bad habits. If you're used to eating chips and cookies before bed and you've been doing it for a long time and you're still doing it, that might be a bad habit that you want to get rid of, but it's hard for you to get rid of. So once it becomes a habit, it's hard to get rid of. So in the case of good habits, that's great. So now let's go back to the crystal of the day. Aristotle's quote, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit." So as you work on these new habits, they will help you become excellent in your life. You're not going to just wake up and be excellent. It's out of the consistent work, consistent habits that you create that help develop excellence into your life. And we can all do it. You can do it. I can do it. Our friends and families can do it. That's the great part about it, that any of us can do it. Not limited to, people with a silver spoon in their mouth or people with all of these resources. We can all make choices to add a new habit or ritual into our lives each day that'll push us towards our goals and dreams. So we know that people are sometimes resistant to the idea of introducing rituals, but because they believe that ritualistic behavior may detract from spontaneity or creativity. Now, you want to be spontaneous at times and say, oh, I just had a great idea for my business, so I'm going to hop on it and do it today. But if you devote that hour a day to your business, you're probably going to have a great idea every day. So actually, these habits and rituals can add to your spontaneity and creativity and give you the space to be creative and spontaneous within whatever your goal is. So don't think, oh, if I just, you know, make this a habit, it's not going to be fun. I'm not going to enjoy it. You'll enjoy it just as much. It'll just help you do it more often so that you can actually see results. And keep in mind, if we don't ritualize activities, we often don't get to them. So it just won't happen at all. So you won't be spontaneous, but you won't be doing it either. So you'll become more reactive and, you know, we want this to be a consistent thing so that you can make these habits into power moves into your life. So in an overall structured, ritualized life, we certainly don't need to have each hour of the day accounted for. And you can leave time for spontaneous behavior. But so every hour of your day is not going to be a habit or a ritual. You still will have time to be spontaneous in certain ways, but you will just make sure you have that dedicated hour or two for the goals that you have set for yourself. And they won't be taken away by other extraneous things. So the most creative individuals have rituals that they follow. They have routines, and then this frees them up to be able to be creative and spontaneous. And if they know already, I did my 1 hour work on my business, now I can go do something fun or go take a walk in nature. And then that'll free their mind up to be creative and spontaneous. So these are a few tips that I'm going to talk about in my upcoming masterclass, How to Commit to Your Dreams and Get It Done. And like I said, this bullet point is how to turn habits into power moves. So we'll delve into this even deeper, along with the other topics that we'll talk about so that we can commit to our dreams and get them done. And if you're interested in attending my masterclass or purchasing my book or my audiobook, just go to my website, www.melaniekrystle.com. And that's Melanie, KRYSTLE.com. I'm so glad that you have listened to my podcast today. I enjoy talking to you. Now, before you get off, think about that one ritual or habit that you would like to do in order to help push you closer to your goals and dreams. You got it? All right, now set some boundaries around it. Time of day that you want to do it. How many days a week you want to do it. And then once you set your boundaries, go ahead and stick it in your planner or put it in your phone. Make sure you have an alarm to remind you to do it so that you can get started today. Now, I'm just going to leave us with the crystal of the day. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. And keep in mind, excellence is something that we can all reach and we can all achieve. It's not limited to any specific type of person or person. You can do it. Thanks for listening to the Reimagine Success podcast. I'm Melanie Crystal. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom. Kaboom. Kaboom.